name is Trina Parks, and I was the first African-American Bond girl slash villain. My character was Thumper, and I am a vegetarian, strict vegan, and I just love that you have Supreme Master Television.
Miss Trina Parks is a greatly talented American performing artist and vegan. As we learned in part one of the show, she has trained under dance legend Martha Graham and has traveled around the world, enthralling countless people with her natural talents in acting, singing, dancing, and original choreography. Miss Trina Parks is perhaps most well known for her memorable role in the James Bond film Diamonds Are Forever, starring Academy Award-winning Scottish actor Sean Connery as James Bond.
You're best known as being the first African-American female in a James Bond movie. Please, can you share your memories of being in that film?
It's so many. Working in a film with a name, big name, was okay. I mean, it wasn't I'm doing a James Bond. No, it was like, okay, I'm doing a film. And I approached it as if I was doing Broadway, same thing, you know, any theater. I didn't care who was in it. Yes, I will do it. And you're young, I'm in my 20s. And I'm saying, oh, great. And we get on the set, Bill, the stunt man and a stage, he was directing. And he said, you know, like, show me some things here that you can do. And that, so after I fall on the couch, I turn around and I do, if you remember, I do that twist thing and whatever I did. Mm-hmm. I made up something. Okay, let's try this. And he kept it. So all that is mine. But that's what I'm used to doing on stage. I mean, I do my own thing, you know?
Miss Park's role not only required her being extraordinarily fit physically, but also demanded a display of martial arts, which she demonstrated flawlessly. Thanks to her talents, her tough yet beautiful character, Thumper, was a match for any opponent.
So you obviously need a lot of fitness to be working in the profession, both the dancing and the acting. Have you always been so fit?
Well, dancing helps. A lot of Dunham technique is karate, and I have to give her credit for that. And then I was at the gym, but they wanted someone that knew just not dance, but could act too, you know.
As then and now, Miss Trina Parks glows with radiant health, muscular strength, energy, and grace on and off screen. But lifelong professional dancing is only part of the explanation. Miss Parks has been on a plant-based diet for more than 30 years.
What goes in, you know, always shows out on your face. You know, a lot of people that have problems with their skin and all, it's what they eat most of the time. And if you're in line in your life with a good spirit, with good spirits and God-like qualities, you'll bring that to you, and it will show through your body, through your face, and through your actions and all that. And that's where I like to be.
Apart from reasons of health and well-being, Miss Parks is vegan because she is an animal lover, refusing to take part in the killing, confining, or torturing of any animals.
How can you digest something after you see that happening? To me, it's very cruel. You know, you wouldn't want that happening to your child or your mother or your father. And I don't eat fish either. Fish is poison to me that will get into your body when it's killed.
Miss Parks' compassionate meat-free diet has often influenced others around her to examine their own lifestyle choices.
Most women I can think of, dancer friends of mine, we'd go out to eat, and I'd just try it. If we didn't go out, I'd have maybe some veggie chili or veggie hamburger or something like that. And hey, it's not too bad. I said, it's filling, you know? Yeah, the taste is good. That's happened a few times with me. I did an autograph signing. It was the New Green Life Expo. There were celebrities in another room. We were signing our autograph, and I had, you know, my autographs from the movie Diamonds Are Forever. And I felt so good to be a part of that kind of situation. Yeah. Oh yeah, natural, because I don't push my being a veggie to anybody. I just say, this is where I am. This is where I am, and I felt good about it. And I am at this age, and most people think I'm younger than I am.
I'm a vegan, and also I what goes into your body comes out, and that's where I feel. So being green and being natural is always the best way.
Equally at ease as a dancer and creator of dances, she choreographed the 1975 Tony Award-winning musical, The Wiz. For Ms. Parks, dancing is a lifelong love that will never be dimmed.
What does being able to dance actually mean to you?
It has given me so much experience of meeting peoples of all over the world that just appreciate what you do, not because of who you are or how popular you are, and that's been such a God-given joy.
That's
for
wonderful.
Me, a and blessing that he has given me. He has given me my life. I'm here to do for people and to create and give to people what God has given me.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
For Trina Parks, with remarkable God-given gifts comes a sense of duty to share them with others. Not only does she perform to make audiences happy, Ms. Parks is dedicated to teaching the next generations of performing artists.
What is your goal in teaching dance to others?
Oh, to know all types of techniques, and that's how I was trained. I was trained ballet, started ballet when I was 8, 9 years old, Brooklyn Academy of Music. So I know that technique, the Western technique, the ballet, the jazz. We learned character, which is like Spanish. I was dancing African before I even started modern. So rounded techniques are, to me, so adamant for you to know. I've taught many ballet dancers, of course, the Dunham technique. Mm-hmm.
Through her wealth of knowledge and experience in the world of dance, the graceful Miss Trina Parks teaches modern, jazz, Broadway, African and Haitian dance to all age groups, and credits her training with another renowned dance instructor, Catherine Dunham.
My goal is to have the students or whoever I'm teaching to know the technique of where it came from, even if I'm teaching Graham or if I'm teaching Western technique or if I'm teaching African, Caribbean, Brazilian. That's the Haitian is the base of the Dunham technique, especially in the workshop, to the dancers so they can see how rounded you really should be, you know.
Is it true that you've also taught dance to special education students and church groups at rehabilitation centers?
Yeah.
Because that is very kind-hearted and caring of you. What inspired you to do that?
Well, actually, I can't take the credit because I was teaching in the New York public school system. But it's a section where they have special teachers doing special art projects, and they you're hired into different schools throughout the Brooklyn and Bronx area. And they gave me one of the schools I had taught before, especially at kids, but I didn't know I was really going to have so many. Mm-hmm. And this time I really had some people that were in wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. I didn't give them any kind of special treatment, because then I think it makes them feel like, oh, maybe I can't do it, so let's just go ahead and try it. So they were just laughing and everything, and I just laughed with them. It was like a kid. And so they were just having fun, and I realized that's how you do it, you know. You just, cause just let it go, let them do, let the see. Yeah. Let me see how you can do with this music, and just try this step and see how you can move with this. Just move. And that's the way I like to be. Believe in the spirit and good to people and help people in the way they can. I, you know, the way I do in my career, and is helping, you know, kids that can't afford to pay $35 or $40 for class, and I teach professional. So I teach them for way less through another organization. Mm-hmm. And I love to see the kids grow. A lot of kids that I've been teaching for years and years that are not professionals or in schools, you know, I have so much potential, and I love to see them grasp, but, you know, that little time that I have with them that I can give mm-hmm. them, and their love for the naturalness of it, the natural mm-hmm. dance that comes out of mm-hmm. them.
Giving of her time and energy to help others be as inspired as she is, Ms. Park strives to bring joy to others. In 2010, she attended Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert as a presenter for a performance featuring Supreme Master Cheng Hai's poetry. She expressed at the time how much she resonated with Supreme Master Cheng Hai's endeavors through art and other means to uplift the world.
Supreme Master Cheng Hai has a very earthy and loving and godlike quality to all of her poems and herself in general. She is that. You know, she is about love, and I love her feelings about the war. And you don't need war if you have that love for each other.
Upon receiving a specially autographed copy of Supreme Master Cheng Hai's newest book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, Ms. Park sent the following message to Supreme Master Television. I received the book yesterday. It's always something so very special and right up my alley of things that I believe in and follow, what the Supreme Master and your staff are about. Thank you again and again for your gifts of kindness and your continued support of me in all ways. Blessings, Trina. Our thanks, Ms. Trina Parks, and applause for being an outstanding artist with a humble heart, selfless spirit, and willingness to share your God-given talents with the world. Wishing you many heavenly blessings in all your versatile endeavors to bring beauty and happiness to generations of people everywhere. Lively viewers, we appreciate your time with us today for the final part of our two-part series featuring famous vegan performance artist Trina Parks. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. May your heart dance to celestial sunshine by day, the shimmering stars at night.
Hi, my name is Trina Parks. You're watching Supreme Master Television. Be veg, go green, to save the planet. That's my story, that ends this song. She's a good old girl, the days are wrong. Holly, holly!
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VE.